Okay, we'll get started anyway.
好，我们现在要开始。
What you see in front of you now, if you've got your screens on, is the basic chart of dispensations.
好，现在在荧幕上看到的是最基础的时代论的表。
This is divided only into 5 sections.
这只被分成了五个阶段。
But you'll see one after this, and it's actually divided into maybe 7 or 8, I think.
等一下，我们再会给大家看的是被切成七到八个时代。
Okay, but just a quick review here. We've got the age of the Gentiles. That starts from the time of the garden and then goes up to 1441 BC.
好，我们先看第一段时代是外邦人时代。这是从伊甸园的历史开始一直到西元前1441年。
And the date again is the 14th of Nisan. That's the day that the Jews came out from Egypt.
那这个时间呢就是犹太人的 Nathan 这个月份的14号也就是当犹太人离开埃及的那一天算起。
They celebrated the Passover, that's after 6 o'clock. As soon as it was 6 o'clock in the evening, that marks the Passover day, which would be the 14th. So their calendar would start from that evening.
You mean the 6 of the evening?
6 p.m., yeah.
Not a.m.?
Not a.m., 6 p.m.
Wow.犹太人的每一天是从下午的六点开始算起的，所以在那一天的晚上发生了这个所有的投生子不是如果没在门上没有涂血的话就会被杀，然后到第二天埃及法老同意让所有的埃及人离开埃及，这是发生在同一天，就是逾越节的那一天。
Okay, and the people of Israel at that point they officially became a nation.
而在这一天开始呢，也是以色列人，也是犹太人，终于成为有一个自己的国家。
They had their independence.
他有他们自己的独立性。
They had their sovereign ruler, who was the Lord Jesus Christ.
而他们也有他们的这个掌权的国王呢，就是那个人呢，就是也基督。
And they had their representative, which was Moses.
他也有他们的代表管理者，也就是摩西。
And later on, they would establish a more formal government under the Levitical priesthood.
然后呢，之后呢，他们也不久后就会他们会有他们的这个所谓的比较完整的政治体系，然后是由大祭司来带领。
And Moses was going to be given their constitution, their national constitution, which effectively is the law of Moses.
而同时呢，摩西也会颁布这个国家的宪法，那个宪法就是摩西的律法。
And that would include the Ten Commandments, but then you've got all the Levitical rules and the regulations according to the priesthood.
那这个当然就是我们所了解的十诫，那在十诫里面有非常非常多详细的一些法令。
Now, a lot of religious people, I think, if I keep the Ten Commandments, then I will become a great believer and I can go to heaven.
而当时的人呢，这些非常虔诚的信徒，他们其实都很清楚的认为，只要他们能够遵守十诫，他就可以去上天堂。
In fact, even a lot of unbelievers think if they can keep the Ten Commandments somehow, they might go to heaven.
甚至有很多的非信徒，他们也认为只要他们能够遵守十诫，他就可以上天堂。
Well, Jesus taught very clearly that just trying to keep the Mosaic law is not going to get you to heaven.
而耶稣基督在当时就很清楚的教导说，就算你都跟从了顺从了摩西律法，你也不见得能上得了天堂。
And Paul gives a great statement in Galatians chapter 2 verse 16. He says about 3 times, he emphasizes that no one is saved by keeping the law.
保罗呢在加拉太书中呢也非常清楚的讲说，如果只是遵守了摩西律法是没有办法上天堂的。
He keeps emphasizing over and over.
然后这是在加拉太书的第二章里面，他一再的重复的让大家要清楚这个事情。
But the book of Moses, or the law of Moses, including the Ten Commandments, that was like their constitution, their national constitution.
所以摩西的律法它其实包含了十诫，就是当时以色列人他们的宪法。
And so effectively, this nation is going to have everything.
所以呢，基本上这个国家将会有完整的每一件该有的事情。
Just like every nation should have. You need people, and you need a leader, you need a constitution, like the rules of the nation.
就像所有的国家，它必须要有宪法，要有人民，要有领袖。
Every sovereign nation should have a military.
而每一个政权也一定要有它的军队。
When the Jews first came out of Israel, they didn't have a military, but Jesus Christ was their army.
在犹太人离开埃及的时候，他们当然在当时还没有自己的军队，但是呢，耶稣基督就是等于是他们的军队。
Now, he was their wall of fire, like their defense operation, and then he wiped out the enemies in a great offensive attack.
他当时耶稣基督呢，为了保护这群离开的犹太人，他甚至施行了一个火墙。这火墙就好像是一个守卫的军队，那他也把所有的敌军全部铲灭杀死，那这就是他的进攻的军队。
Okay, and later on, they were going to go into the promised land, and these people were going to try and fight the Canaanites. They would fail the first time, but then 40 years later, they're going to be trained up, and they're going to go and do it again. So when they first crossed over the Jordan River, and they first tried to enter into the promised land,They failed.
当这一群犹太人他们离开埃及之后呢，他们过了约旦河，他们其实想要进到他们的应许之地，但是他们失败了。
They failed because they weren't obeying the commands of the Lord.
之所以会失败，是因为他们不愿意遵守这个十诫。
And then 40 years later, or the next generation is going to go back in, they cross the Jordan River, and then they're commanded to fight the natives, or the Canaanites, and they will have great victories.
而40年后呢，这些犹太人的后代，他们再度的穿越了约旦河，而终于打胜了，进入了应许之地。
But the principle is that any nation that wants to maintain its freedom or maintain its sovereignty needs to have a standing military. It needs to have a well-equipped army.
但不论怎么样呢，就是任何一个国家，它要有一个完整的一个运作，它都需要有一个非常强大的军队。
Okay, and the nation of Israel, it's got all of these components.
而这个以色列这个国家，它有了所有的一个国家该有的元素。
But there was one thing that was missing for the people of Israel when they first came out of Egypt.
但是呢，有一件事情是这些犹太人离开埃及的时候，他们缺了一样东西。
And that was land.
就是土地。
Any nation, a sovereign nation, really has to have its land.
所有的一个正式的国家都应该要有他自己的领土。
Now, and this is a problem we do see through history where you have certain groups or races of people and they don't have a land and so they're sort of left as like refugees in a foreign land.
那在历史上我们看到有一些国家呢，他们有一些人民呢，因为他们一群人没有自己的领土，所以呢他们就像难民一样的到处迁徙。
The Kurds are a good example. You know the Kurds?Okay, they're a good example of people. They've been around for thousands of years, and today they don't have their own land. Kurds, K-U-R-D-S.
比较好的举例就是有一群人种但没有领土的，他觉得用克尔德人是一个很好的例子，因为他们几千年来到处迁徙，却没有自己的领土。
They're a proper race of people. They have their own language and their own customs and culture, but they're sort of spread around three or four different countries.
因为克尔德人呢，他们有他们自己的语言，有他们的血统，然后有他们的文化，但是他们却一直没有自己的领土，所以他们这些人，这个人种呢是分布在三四个不同的国家里面。
It's been a long-standing goal of the Kurdish people to have their own nation.
这一直是克尔德人他们一直想要建立自己的国家，拥有自己的领土，这是他们很重要的一个目标。
They've always been fighting against whether it's in Iraq or they fight the Turks, to try to maintain some kind of a independence.
然后他们打过很多仗，但是一直都没有成功。
Remember, God is the one that makes the boundaries of countries.
我们要理解一个国家的领土是它的界限是由上帝来规划的。
God is the one that controls boundaries between nations.
是由上帝来把这个国界好画出来给不同国家的。
There's quite a few verses in scripture which confirm that.
在圣经里面有多的这个经句里面都特别说明确认了这个说法。
But getting back to the people of Israel, when they came out of Israel, they had everything to designate them or to say that they were a nation, but they did not have the land. They had all the components of a national entity, but they had no land.
所以在那个时候呢，就以色列人他们有各种成为一个国家的元素了，但是就是没有领土。
They had the promise of a land.
他们有被应许的领土。
Okay, but they had to trust in God before they could enter into the land.
但他们必须要先信任神，那么才能够进入他们的应许之地。
And that's why it took 40 years. They had to wander around in the desert for 40 years so that the original generation could die off and then the next generation could enter into the land.
但是呢，他们却要在沙漠里面流亡40年，为了就是让上一辈的人都死光了，他们才让下一代有机会真正进入应许之地。
Okay, but anyway, when on the night of that Passover, that first Passover, and they left out of Egypt, that began the age of Israel.
但是呢，回到时代论，就是当那一天犹太人离开了埃及的那一天开始，就进入了时代论里面的以色列时代。
Can you bring up the chart now so everybody's seeing the chart?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, now the age of Israel goes right through into the day of Pentecost.
好，那所谓的以色列时代呢，从刚才讲的他们出埃及日开始，那一直到呢圣灵降临，就是耶稣死后圣灵降临的那一天。
And we have an overlap because the age of the hypostatic union, that means the age of Jesus Christ, is going to occur during the age of Israel.
我们上礼拜有提到的就是神人合体的那个时代，其实也在以色列时代里面。
Just to quickly move through this chart, we see that we have the beginning of the church age. Again, that's the day of Pentecost until the day of the rapture.
好，那所谓的教会时代呢，则是从圣灵降临日起，一直到所有的教会被提。
Okay, now we have no idea when the rapture is going to occur.
我们不知道教会被提的实际会发生的时间是什么时候。
Before Jesus ascended to heaven, he said he's coming back soon.
但是当耶稣他升天的时候，有告诉大家他很快就会回来。
So that should mean he's coming back tomorrow.
也许他明天就可以回来。
Or it could be another 1,000 years.
但也可能要1,000年后。
But whatever happens, you know, we are going to be ready because we've believed in Jesus Christ and we're making doctrine, the study of His Word, a priority.
但我对我们来讲呢，这些都没有关系。那因为对我们来讲，我们是天天在读他的，学习神的话语，所以我们是每天都要准备好，他随时会回来的。
Okay, now I hope that's the case.Yeah, you can only learn so much in a day and you can only apply so much. But again, if doctrine is your top priority, you can't do any more than that.
那所以呢，我当然希望大家是真的如此了，每天学习，每天应用神的话语，因为我们每天的时间就是这么多，我们就只能这样努力的去学习。
There are a lot of distractions in life and a lot of those distractions are promoted by Satan.
但是我们却有那么多事情在每天的日子里让我们分心了。而这些分心原则上都是撒旦带来的。
As a practical exercise, you might want to write down all of the things that you're doing in the day that are useful to your spiritual advance. So the times that you're spending, you know, learning doctrine, the times that you're spending praying and meditating on His Word, and then the times in your day which are a distraction, which are not necessary.
所以我们可以好好的分析一下，我们每天在做些什么，多少时间让我们研经，好好的学习神的话语，多少时间我们试着把这些学到的用在我们的生活中，这都是之外呢，其他的是那些让我们分心的事，我们可以列表来分析一下，我们到底花了多少时间去做对的事。
In a day, you have your responsibility. So maybe you've got family, you need to take care of family. You've got a business, you need to take care of business and your staff. So those things are necessary. But then there's other things that you might be able to cross out and just keep them out of your day because they're a distraction.
当然我们有一些事情是我们每天必要做的事，包括比如说照顾家庭，或者是要照顾我们的事业。但是除了这些必要做的事之外，有多少事情是不属于灵性生活提升的事情，我们就应该要把它们划掉。
If you can get rid of the distractions, you'll probably find you've got a whole lot more time in your day to work towards your relationship with God.
如果我们能够将那些不属于该做的基本功和属神的事情把它都去掉的话，你会发现你会增加非常多的时间是可以跟神的关系更亲近的。
Yeah, so you can write those things down.
所以你可以把那些不该做的事情写下来。
And then send it to me and I'll give you a mark.
You mean send to you everything? Or just those things which is not right?
No, I'm just joking. Don't send me stuff. I don't want that.
他就是做了一个，他那个 team 讲了一个笑话，就是，哎，你们不该做的事情，你们就写简讯来告诉我，我就帮你画一个叉叉。他是说这是一个笑话。
I don't want to know, but there are religious organizations where they will do that. They will say, you know, tell us what you're doing on a day-to-day basis.
那但是有一些属于这种宗教行为的这些教会，他会说，哎，告诉牧师你每天在做些什么。
But anyway, it is a useful exercise for your own benefit, though, of course.
但是这个，如果我们每天自己来分析一下我们的生活的话，对我们自己是有帮助的。
And again, it's because we don't know when we die or when the rapture will occur.
当然了，我们不知道我们什么时候会死，而且什么时候这个教会被提会发生。
Like in 2 Corinthians 5:10, it says, when we get to heaven, we're going to be evaluated on the works that we've done, meaning that the divine works.
在哥林多后书第五章第十节里面讲到，
we all have to appear before the Bema, the evaluation throne of Jesus Christ. It's called the Bema. The Greek says Bema, but it's like the evaluation throne, where as believers, we go before Jesus Christ.
所有的信徒都将会在耶稣基督面前被评估。
That's right. So, you know, we'll be evaluated on our divine works, not on your human works, not on your human effort, but on what you've done regarding spiritual production.
而我们被评估的不是我们在做人世间的那些事情，而是在我们做人世间的神圣属神的事情，也就是说我们的灵性生活里面被认可的事情都将会在耶稣基督面前被评估。
This is called fruit.
这称之为果实，圣灵的果实。
For example, this comes out in John chapter 15, verses 1 to 8. Jesus talks about how you make spiritual fruit.
约翰福音第15章第1到第8节，那特别提到我们被评估的是我们到底生命中有结了多少圣灵的果实。
We have to remain in fellowship with Jesus Christ.
我们必须要保持跟耶稣基督的关心。
And that is maintained through the filling of the Holy Spirit.
而这样子的关系是在我们一直圣灵充满的状况下。
And applying the Word of God.
去把上帝的话语运用在生活中。
Which means obeying the commands of Scripture.
这也就代表了我们顺服于我们圣经所说的每一件事。
Now that's how you produce spiritual fruit. It's those two powers. Remember the two powers of the spiritual life.
而这个就是我们如何能够制造圣灵的果实。
So there's two powers.
那有两个力量。
And it's not like a human power.
这不是人的力量。
See, human power would be like through doing religious works, for example.
所以人的力量是说人在做工，比如说像那种很宗教性的工。
Or doing something from an emotional viewpoint.
或者是从很情绪上面的一些角度去做的事。
If I open up a charity, for example, and then can help the orphans, and then I feel good and they feel good, so obviously we're doing great things.
就好像说我成立了一个非盈利组织，然后去帮助那些这个慈善的事情，然后去救助那些孤儿们。
And it's not by doing something because you're coerced into doing it, which means you're forced into doing it.
也不是像是我们被人家强迫要求我们去做的一些事情。
Okay, I think there's certain religious organizations, you know, like the Jehovah's Witnesses, I think they're the guys that ride around on the bicycles, and they're very keen to give out tracts and stuff like that. But I think it's because there's a lot of pressure on them. And a certain day they have to go out, they have to spend so many hours out on the street, and they have to give out so many tracts in a day.
就像举个例子来讲，是这个约和华的 Jehovah's
Witnesses.
约和华 的见证人，这个宗教团体，他们骑着脚踏车到处去传教，然后他们几乎是有一个很强大的压力，是他每天必须要在传教多少个小时。
How many people did you speak today? How many doors did you knock on today?
然后你跟多少人讲过话，传过教，然后敲过多少家的门。
Okay, so people will do those things, but that's not spiritual production.
但虽然这些人他们拼命的这样做了，而且是被强迫性的做了，但是这样并不是属于这个属灵的生活。
Some people do things from guilt. So for them, that's a power. You know, that they feel really bad about their sins, and so they're doing lots of things for Jesus Christ because of the guilt. It's like that guilt is providing the power for them to do things.
那也有一些人呢，他们把利用自己的罪恶感，因为他感觉他自己做错了，所以他要拼命的靠他做一些事情来弥补他的罪恶的心态。
The only powers, there's two of the powers in the spiritual life, that's the filling of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God.
但真正的这个力量呢，是来自于我们能够圣灵充满，然后去把圣经里的话语运用在生活上。
And if you're filled with the Holy Spirit and applying the Word of God, you're producing spiritual fruit.
当你圣灵充满，然后又运用了圣经的话语，你就会结成圣灵的果实。
And this is what you'll be evaluated on. This will provide the awards and rewards for you at the Bema Throne Judgment.
好，所以呢，在当我们有了这样的圣灵果实的时候，这就是我们在耶稣基督前被评判的一些标准。
Okay, so that's what's going to happen after the time of the rapture and before Jesus comes back at the second advent. And there's a 7-year period here. On the earth will be the tribulation, but in heaven,The Bema evaluation.
好，所以在这个所谓的大灾难，七年大灾难的时候呢，地球上正在发生的就是七年的大灾难，但是天上呢，正是我们所有的信徒被提的信徒被评估的时候。
We'll be having a great time, hopefully in heaven, while there'll be great tribulation on the earth.
就是当我们在天堂非常快乐的在被评价跟在受勋接受各种的荣耀的同时呢，地球上正在发生的是七年的大灾难。
Now I say we should be having a great time in heaven because it's mentioned in scripture that there'll actually be a lot of people will be feeling shamed because they didn't get the rewards.
当然我们刚刚讲说我们在天堂上应该非常快乐的生活，因为在圣经里面都提到天堂多么的好，但是也有一些人在天堂上他会觉得有点羞耻，原因是他并没有得到非常多的奖赏。
Okay, now it's only a temporary shame.
但这是一个短暂的临时的羞愧的感。
Okay.And the reason is because I guess there's a lot of Christians, and I think they're doing wonderful things for Jesus, and they might even be raised up as very famous, even powerful, like on the world stage. And a lot of people think, oh, this guy's going to get lots of rewards in heaven, but they'll get to heaven and they won't get anything.
尤其呢，他这个状态是怎么样呢？就是很多在地上很棒的一些信徒，也许在地球上他们做了很多，为教会做了很多事，然后就很多人都会称赞说啊，他们到了天堂一定会受到非常大的奖赏，就没想到他到了天堂却没有得到很大的奖赏。
We really don't know what people are doing with their spiritual lives.
因为我们在地球上其实并不了解这些任何其他的人，他们到底的圣灵生活、属灵生活到底如何。
You know, we're not the judges of who is a great Christian and who's not.
我们不是那个可以评判别人谁是好的基督徒，谁不是好的基督徒的人。
Of course, God is keeping track of everything you're thinking. That's most important, the motivation why you're doing things, and of course, of all your deeds.
而上帝是一再会同时一直在检视我们的，因为他可以从不是我们的行为，甚至他是从我们的脑中所想的事情就可以检视我们是不是符合一个好的圣徒。
But again, the 7-year period will take place is going to be believers in heaven, and then on the earth, the tribulation which begins with unbelievers only.
那再回到讲，就是七年大灾难的所有的信徒在七年大灾难前一开始就被提到天上去了，那所以地球上一开始呢是剩下来的全部都是不信的、不信主的人。
And now this time of Israel here, we say the age of Israel, this is going to be the 7 years remaining from the time that the Messiah was cut off, and we read about that in Daniel chapter 9.
好，我们在这个但以理书里面第九章有讲过，总共会有七十个七年。好，所以说七十个 week， 那个 week 是七年，但是呢，最后的一个七年就是这七年的大灾难，因为在前面当耶稣被钉死十字架的时候呢，那个七十个七年就先暂停了，所以只发生了六十九个。那后面跳到现在这个大灾难期呢，终于把以色列时代的最后一个七年完成。
See, God gave a promise to the Jewish people, and this came through Daniel, that he would give them 70 weeks or 490 years.
因为呢，上帝呢，经由但以理给了一个允诺，对以色列人的允诺，就是七十个七年的允诺。
Okay, so to keep his promises, he still has to give those 7 years to the Jewish people.
所以总共490年的这个时间呢，之前只发生了483年，所以他还有七年要给予以色列的时代才会完成。
Now the Jewish people are the arch enemies of Satan. Now he hates the Jews. Satan hates the Jews.
要知道撒旦是非常痛恨犹太人的。
But God is giving Satan a chance to get down, you know, 7 years, and I'm not going to be on the earth, so you deal with these people. What are you going to do with them?
而上帝呢，给了撒旦最后的一个机会，就说所有的基督徒全部都被提了，让你来统领这个世界，给你这七年最后的机会。
Okay, now our Zoom time's up again, and it's only 8:30. So what we'll do, we'll close down the Zoom, have a 5-minute break, and then we'll open up for about 20 minutes.
好，我们呢，因为还有时间哈，所以我们先休息五分钟，让大家重新上一下 Zoom， 然后我们可以再讲20多分钟的课。